good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, later on I'll be speaking to Colm O'Donnell, Chairman of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association's Common Agricultural Policy Committee, about the ANC scheme and a recent delegation to Brussels. There has been an extension of time sought by the Council of Ministers to the review of the ANC scheme, and this has been welcomed by the INHFA. And I'll also be speaking to him about the sheep welfare scheme. But first, weather. It's a topic that we talk about on an almost daily basis. I've been speaking with Patrick Kelly, a Killigordon-based farmer who has a rainfall measuring station where he monitors rainfall on behalf of Met Éireann. We've spoken to him before on this programme, indeed last year during a very wet spell, so we're seeing the flip side of the coin, so to speak, at the moment, as we're enjoying a very dry spell of weather.
Yeah, well, you could certainly say the last 12 months have been unusual. I think any of us can remember last summer and the exceptional rainfall. And it was a very unusual summer in the fact that there wasn't a huge volume of rain. It's just the fact that it rained virtually every day. I think it was only about 16 days through June, July, August and September that it actually didn't rain. But the volume of rain wasn't exceptional. And the weather changed completely on the 1st of October, and it's been very, very different since then. And, of course, we now know the consequences of that because it's an exceptionally dry period of weather. And it's coming back now. Obviously, it's very topical now, the whole issue of fires in the mountains and the hills. And we are finding it quite dry now on our own farms here. But we're always very hesitant to look for rain because it generally doesn't know where to stop. But it has been a very dry spell. But the only record broken probably was April. April was the driest month that I've recorded since I've started recording it in 1989. It was the driest April since my record started.
Yeah. Which in itself is quite significant. But of course, when we look at weather and patterns and we hear everything about global warming, it's always dangerous to look at just one year in isolation. It is about general trends. But certainly the last 5, 6, 7 years, I mean, the seasons seem to have merged a little bit more and maybe things aren't as predictable as they were before.
Yeah, it's hard to see. You know, the one thing about Irish weather, certainly Donegal weather, is unpredictability. I've looked at it for the last 10 or 12 years, and it's very hard to see patterns at times. We just have a very, very variable climate. We've had an exceptionally mild winter, an exceptionally dry winter, but that just was preceded by the wettest winter I've ever recorded through 2015 into 2016. So the one thing that is coming across is probably the average temperatures rising. Like, I don't keep temperature records, but all the official records show that the average temperature rise is quite spectacular. And we know that even through the winters ourselves. We had obviously a very cold winter in 2010, but since then they've been particularly mild. So the average temperature seems to be rising. The rainfall, you know, on average, we had a number of wet years, but we certainly, over the last 12 months, we've gone into a very dry period.
And just to put it in context, how dry was April compared with January, February and March?
Yeah, well, January and February were also very dry. January was exceptionally dry. It wasn't the driest I've ever recorded, but it was one of the driest Januaries I've ever recorded. March was above normal. The March was the one month that stood out as being above normal. And that's actually the only month since October that has been above normal in rainfall. And this would that give us here in Donegal a bit of a breather because we've had no rain at all in May so far. We've had 10 days of it now without rain, although there is some in the forecast. But May, I recorded 23.4 millimetres of rain for April, which was the driest that I recorded. I think the previous driest was about 30, just over 30 millimetres of rain. So it's certainly a very dry month. Although, just for your own information, like the driest May was actually in 2008, when I only recorded 3.5 millimetres of rain for the whole month. So we do get some exceptionally dry months in Donegal, and it tends to be in April-May time. If there is such a thing as a pattern in our weather, it is that the driest months tend to be sort of March, April, May on average. Unfortunately, our summers tend to be fairly reliable for rainfall.
And of course, there can be quite a contrast between the west and the east of the county. Generally, the west gets more rainfall.
The range of rainfall in Donegal is spectacular, Chris. You know, obviously, the west coast over Glenclonkill is the wettest place, and anywhere close to the mountains. And when you come over to the side of the mountains, you have a big drop in rainfall. And the further east in the county you go, the drier it gets. So on the outskirts of Derry City, you know, places like Clay, and certainly in parts of Inishowen, the driest parts of Donegal.
And then last year we had a scenario, Joe Healy, the IFA president, was up to personally see for himself just how wet some places were. I think the Ballantra region amongst the wettest. So again, yeah, there were little pockets here and there.
Absolutely, yeah, but September was the month and it caused me a lot of grief here in the farm, and I'm on a particularly dry farm in the Finn Valley, but I had to put my stock all in September, and that doesn't happen too often, and it was after all the continuous rainfall of the summer. Even though the volumes weren't significant, it was the fact that it continuously rained and rained and rained, very poor sunshine, so there was no evaporation and the ground got extremely wet. So then when we did get sort of volumes of rain in September, it just did not stand up to the animals, and virtually all farmers had to pull their stock off. And of course that's the same problem that hit the tillage farmers when they couldn't get their crops harvested. It was just not specifically exceptionally wet in September, but just following what happened through the summer brought a lot of problems around.
So as things stand, Irish Water this week have actually issued a conservation notice for some parts of Donegal already. We don't know just how things are going to pan out, but would you feel, is it advisable even to start thinking of maybe putting some storage of water in your land?
Well, there is forecasted rain, but not a lot of it. I know that if you look at the streams and the rivers, they're very low at the moment. And obviously here in the Finn Valley, Loch Mourne is our reservoir, and I just passed it there during the week, and it is certainly quite low as well. So it just stands to sense that there hasn't been much rainfall, that the grounds have dried up, and conservation of water is something we probably should be focusing on anyway, but it's going to come to the fore unless we get significant rainfall over the next couple of weeks.
And current growing conditions, certainly the early part of spring there wasn't a lot of grass growth, but the last month we've had a bit of change.
Yeah, it's been in, funny, this month has been quite harsh. Now, it has been a good spring. If I look at the overall spring, it's actually been a good spring because it's been dry and utilisation has been good. And growth through April, because of the wet March, it was quite a good month for growth. But in the last 10 days, we've had I know it's been beautifully sunny during the daytime, but particularly cold at night time. And that east wind has really cooled things. So, you know, we had frost. I bring in the cows quite early in the morning, and every morning this past week, there has been actual frost on the grass, and not far off an air frost. And you know, you can see it in your cars early in the morning, around 5:30, 6 o'clock. You have ice on the windows. So it's not conducive to great growth, but I'm not complaining because, it's a lot easier to manage the cows in dry weather than it is in wet weather.
And finally, Patrick Kelly, you are one of a number of people around the whole country who compile these figures and record them and send them back to Met Éireann, and there's statisticians and experts in the whole climate field. It is very important that we do get accurate statistics, so people like yourself play a key role.
Yeah, it's something I've been doing. The reason I do it for Met Éireann is because I do it anyway. Even before we became an official station for Met Éireann, we kept the records here. And, you just have to be disciplined to read the gauge every day to make sure that there's no rain in it. And I've always been a passionate believer in figures and data because it improves our decision making. And, the stations around Donegal, there's quite a few of them in different parts of the county. And the people who run those stations they're all volunteers. It's just for the love of weather recording. But it's great to see that Met Éireann make use of that. And if you go on the Met Éireann website, all this information is freely available. So anybody can go into the Met Éireann website and look at what the rainfall records are for each of the various stations, like my own. You have to work your way through the site, but it's there for anybody to read.
And that was Patrick Kelly, who farms in Killigordon. Now on to something quite different, and the Irish Nature and Hill Farmers Association has welcomed the extension of time sought by the Council of Ministers to review the ANC scheme. Colm O'Donnell is the chairman of the INHFA's Common Agricultural Policy Committee, and he's been telling me about their recent delegation to Brussels and giving me an update.
A delegation from the INHFA with the Director of Rural Development Programmes for the EU, a lady called Josephine Hoffman, and her officials. We wanted to get some confirmation and clarity around what was possible and feasible as part of this review. Now, this review is the areas of natural constraint, formerly, for your listeners there, the Disadvantaged Areas Scheme. This scheme is being due to be reviewed currently. The criteria is socio-economic, which is now changing to scientific analysis or biophysical criteria. Member states throughout the EU have to complete this. It was hoped to have it up and running by 2018. Now the Council of Ministers, in our case, Minister Creed, supported a proposal from other member states to extend this review for another 12 months. Now, we give it a guarded welcome in the INHFA because it may give more time for a proper consultation and indeed with the stakeholders, with the farmers, with the lobby groups and indeed the political parties as well, to ensure that the areas with the natural constraints, with the natural handicaps on the land, indeed get the payments targeted towards them. Because in the old scheme, it was on socio-economic criteria, as I said earlier, which meant that certain areas, we say, for example, you could have very productive, good lowland near a centre where we say a town, for example, that was very low in employment in the local area, and that was taken into consideration. This time round is purely on the characteristics of the land. There are 8 biophysical criteria, and the areas will be adjudicated on that and indeed fine-tuned by independent verification in the Commission. So that's where we stand. So we give it a guarded welcome, provided there's a proper consultation with the farm interest groups.
And needless to say, for farmers in Donegal, I mean, this is a very, very important scheme.
Yes, most of Donegal, all are currently of Donegal, is currently designated as either lowland more severely handicapped land or indeed mountain sheep grazing or mountain type land. So all of Donegal currently are getting that, are in receipt of a payment under that scheme. Now, in the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, we want to ensure that that category is retained in the review for payment, because to get money into these areas, we'll only have this one opportunity. This will not be reviewed again because it's done on science. So once the science is completed, the review will be complete. So we want to ensure that the MSG areas, as referred to, the mountain sheep grazing area or the mountain type land, that that remains a category for payment. Currently, it gets a top up on 10 hectares. Now, the way they set these figures for payment, it was confirmed to us by the Commission, using member state data. In Ireland, for example, uses standard output figures per hectare based on the CSO figures or the Central Statistics Office figures. Now, there's a quite clear imbalance in the current rates of payment, how they're fixed. For example, the most handicapped area, which is the mountain type land, has a standard output per hectare of €83 a hectare. The lowland more severely has a standard output per hectare of 746, and the lowland less severely has a standard output of €950 per hectare. And non-disadvantaged land, who are not currently in the scheme, it's almost €1,100 per hectare. Yet, the rates of payment currently within the scheme are the same, €95 a hectare in the mountain-type land and €95 a hectare in the more severe lowland more severely, which is clearly unfair. Now, we're not looking to take money from any other farmer, but we are looking for fairness, we are looking for accountability, and the INHFA will ensure that this time round the farmers living in those areas will be catered for.
Now, turning to the sheep welfare scheme, something in the region of $25 million was allocated, but it appears that there's been an underspend, maybe fewer farmers applying for the scheme, and possibly as much as €5 million has not come out of Exchequer funding. So what's going on there?
Well, in the programme for government, there was no scheme in the Rural Development Programme or in the current CAP programme for sheep. We had the Beef Cattle and Genomics programme for the suckling cow sector and the beef sector. The INHFA, once we started in 2015, we flagged this to the Minister for Agriculture at the time, which was Simon Coveney. And at the time, he said no farm groups had looked for it in the review, but we clearly looked for this. So this scheme has now come. It's in the programme for government. We did put in a proposal that there would be a top-up for the hill yo. So in other words, a 10 yo is a yo, but that there'd be an extra fiver for farmers farming in the mountain-type land or with hill sheep. Now, no scheme, regardless of what scheme it is, even from reps, history would show that you don't, in a voluntary scheme, you don't get full participation. Now, there's 2.5 million yos in the country, breeding yos over 12 months of age. So every yo in the country divided by 25 million is a tenner. So that's where you get this tenner EO. Now, it's based on welfare measures. What we are saying, we did say to the minister when we put our proposal in from the INHFA, that we get an extra measure to comply with. The measures are roughly costed at €5 each. You take two measures, they're roughly costed at €5 each. That's where you get your tenner. Now, what we're saying in the INHFA is the 5 million would actually give a top-up on all the Hillios, even if they were all in the scheme, which they won't be. So in order to ensure that there's no underspend and money going back, we're proposing this. We proposed it in our original proposal, Chris, but the minister said at the time that Exchequer funding wouldn't allow it because he anticipated a full spend. So now we're calling on him to include our proposal, a third measure, and that would give a badly needed top-up because Chagas sheep figures would show that the hill lamb sector, the hill sheep sector, is returning a minus. It's minus €3 per yo. So, you know, these yos have to be kept on these hills as much as an environmental management asset as anything. So we have to keep those yos there. There's no market for the light lamb. It's gone for years. So, you know, this would be money that would, wouldn't be taken from the lowlands or the lowland sheep producer, but would be of massive benefit to farmers farming hill sheep.
And that was Colm O'Donnell, chairman of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association's Common Agricultural Policy Committee. And finally, just time for the livestock prices. Firstly, cattle steer base €4.10 a kilo, heifers €4.20 a kilo, R grade bulls €4.05 a kilo, U grade €4.15 a kilo, cows making from €3.35 to €3.80 a kilo. And onto the sheep prices. Prices paid of €6 a kilo to 21 kilos. And hoggets making €5.10 to €5.15 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views. Many thanks, as always, for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, goodbye.